Go ahead and start the meeting.
All right, let me bring up my agenda so I can do this properly. So I will call the meeting to order. Roll call, I believe, would be the first order of business.
Okay. Sandy West, Tammy Caputo, Janet Claire,
Here.
Mary Cordes,
Here.
Esther Curry,
Here.
Sarah Ad Isaacs, Susan McKinney,
Here.
Jennifer Slack.
Is that it? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Jennifer, I see you, but we don't hear you. Can you hear me, Jennifer? Okay. Okay, then we'll go ahead and list you as here. Oh,
Okay, she said she can't unmute.
okay, thank you. Okay. Paula Treder?
I'm here.
Diane Yeoman?
Here.
Okay, great.
Finally got it. All right,
Yay.
thank you.
Thank you for everybody being on today. I will, has everyone had a chance to read the December 14th minutes? If so, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Unless there's corrections.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
This is Esther. I'll second it.
All right. Do we do roll call vote for the approvals? All right. Go ahead, Cassandra.
Okay. Janet Claire.
Yes.
Mary Cordes.
Yes.
Esther Curry.
Yes.
Susan McKinney.
Yes.
Jennifer Slack.
Yes.
Paula Treder.
Yes.
And Diane Yeoman.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And Cassandra, real quick, a point. I don't mute at all to for the for Open Meetings Act, correct? Because I seem to remember that from when we started doing the Zooms that the chairman or whoever's leading the meeting could not be muted at all, right?
I have not heard that rule.
That was a long time ago, so I don't know. Maybe they changed things. So
Yeah, I would have to research that, Susan. I'm so sorry. I don't know.
that's okay. I'll just leave myself unmuted, but I'm trying to make sure my chair doesn't squeak. Okay, share update, Cassandra, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm very happy to announce that all four of the proposals on the vote that went through, the vote that opened after our membership meeting did go through. So all four were approved, which includes the database permissions. So essentially that what we had talked about several meetings ago, that board members should not necessarily automatically be given access unless they ac actually volunteer for the library. And so and of course the big topic for the Finance and Policy Committee has been the member fee increases, which also included the bundled package for Cloud Library and Aspen for those who want it. Now, just to clarify, we are going into what we are calling like the fourth cohort into this next year as part of that all-inclusive model for Aspen. But we're not going to force anybody to switch that doesn't want to. We're going to encourage people who want to, or encourage people to switch, and we'll have a Aspen catalog set up for them if they want to. But all of the what's the Polaris native catalog called PowerPack will still be in effect. So we're not going to make anybody change that doesn't want to. But we will be putting it out more than likely in the next couple of months to get that scheduled for that next round so we can get everybody up and running. But it's going to take probably the full year to make sure to get everybody with a new catalog. So, speaking of a new catalog, we've got an upcoming user experience, excuse me, a customization training on February 20th. And so cohort two is going well. We've also got several of our schools that are going live with Aspen. We've had a little bit of, always a little bit of challenges. Our specific challenge seems to be with Overdrive with schools and Sora. For those that are in the either with the Sora with their public library collections or Sora with like Digital Library of Illinois that has a membership to Digital Library of Illinois, it's not funneling through Sora, and Overdrive does not allow it to funnel through Sora for whatever reason. And so I know that the Bywater Solutions team, which is our vendor, has been working with them. They actually had a meeting this morning, and I had passed along that it's really unfortunate that our schools are that are, you know, should have access and be able to find records are not able to. And so that was something that they were going to be meeting with their developers and talking about, because we had been told that if it's not a quote unquote primary collection, meaning that it's coming from directly for the materials you purchase for your school, that it won't come through that SORA link. And so it's basically going out to Libby, which is, if you're trying to teach your students SORA, that's not helpful. So just a little bit of a heads up that we are working with that, but there's very little that we can do that Bywater Solutions can do, because it is an OverDrive decision. But there are options to still have that integrated. We're trying to work on development where we can still pull in the Libby information if the schools want to. The one school that is facing that issue has decided not to, because they just think it's too confusing if they're trying to teach SORA and then the catalog is taking them out to Libby. So, so it's just unfortunate, but we are trying to work to get that resolved. We also have just a few things that are kind of wonky with Aspen that they're working on that they're aware of. One is the default pickup location is not working as expected. That's just something that has been reported and they are trying to work to fix, but just a FYI if you see that. And we are also requesting development to turn off the number of holds. I know that's something that several of our libraries have requested, because a patron may see, oh, there's 200 holds on this title, I'm not going to place a hold. Well, we have 300 copies though. So it's a little bit misleading. And it's also misleading because if your library has a copy, they're not going to be, 66, they're going to be first when that next copy comes in. So we do want to have an option to turn that off. And so we have listed that as one of our top priorities. We're also hoping, this is what we had talked to the developers about the ePay situation, because that's not working like it did in the Polaris Power Pack to have it just fully integrated. They are working on development with that. An estimate is March. Don't quote me on that though, because it's just as soon as they can get that in. But we do have a contact at the state treasurer's office, and she'll be sending us over the API connections as soon as that's ready. So hopefully we'll have that soon. We also are in the process of setting up interviews for a share circulation specialist as well as a senior cataloger. And so we are hiring right now. We've also advertised for some openings for our committees. And so we've been getting a lot of great responses, and we'll be talking a little bit about the process of how we do that later in the meeting. So I think, let me just go to my list here, make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, so I think that's all I have. Jennifer, Dina, or Jace, does anybody have any other share updates that you'd like to include that maybe I've overlooked?
Hey, Cassie, this is Jennifer. I don't have anything of major importance at this time. Thank you.
Thanks.
Does anyone have any questions for any of the share staff on the updates?
I have a quick one, Cassie. The two positions that you're hiring for, are they positions that someone's leaving, or were they just newly created?
Yep. We have Zach Henderson is our circulation training specialist, and he accepted a new position with IHLS on the IT side. We stole him from IT, and now he's going back over to IT as a full stack developer. So I'm very happy for Zach so he can continue to learn and grow. And then Josh Sink is our senior cataloger. He accepted another really great opportunity outside IHLS. And so his last day will be February 24th. He was so gracious to give us plenty of time to make sure that we were able to hire and get that process started before he transitioned to his new role. So, yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments?
On the hiring, Beth did email, I think you, Cassandra, mm-hmm. and Dina, that she's leaving. She's already been gone, but she's officially leaving. So we're librarianless probably through the end of the year. So it's just me and Tammy. And then whenever the district posts, if you know anybody who's looking for a school job, I hope they hire somebody who knows Polaris and Share and IHLS and
yeah.
There are a lot of schools in that same boat, Jennifer, right now that the librarian or library staff have left and moved on to other things. And we have a lot of schools that are kind of hanging in the balance that way as well.
Yeah. So with coming on with Aspen, we'll just kind of, I need a lot of help.
Yeah, of course.
To move on.
And we are definitely here to help during the transition and anything, you know, any new librarian may need that's coming on. And if anybody has any job postings, you're more than welcome to send them to us for our jobs page if you haven't already. And we'll be happy to post that as well.
Yeah, I'll talk to the superintendent, see if they will let us. They usually go to ROE, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'll see if they'll let us put it up there.
Okay, great.
It's amazing the range that the job board has. For us, for the position that I've got open right now, that circ trainer, we had someone from like Taiwan apply for it. Mm-hmm. So, and they're literally, I've had people from all across the country. So there, if you've got someone who wants the job and they're willing to move, that our job board has great range.
Hey, Tina, is that job still listed on the job board? I didn't see it.
So I am like the guinea pig, if you will, for a new way we're doing this through a new software program. And a certain position, they couldn't get things synced up just right. So that one is not on our job board. It is on Indeed, though. And I found the easiest way to search it was just like library, and I narrowed it down to like Edwardsville or something. But the cataloging 3 position, I believe, is on the job board.
Yeah. And the job, so it's a little bit, I'm sorry, Mary. It's a little bit complicated. We actually have a new IHLS jobs portal. So our jobs are going to be behind that portal, not on the open library jobs list. And so it's a little bit confusing of why it's not all together, but that's because they're going through this new portal and new software. So it's just right up there at the top. It says looking for positions at IHLS. And so if you know of anybody who's looking for either cataloging or wants to submit an application, you can send them directly to that portal. Tell them to keep an eye out for other opportunities at IHLS. Yeah.
Every once in a while, you know, you'll hear somebody ask, oh, do you know any library jobs? And so it's nice to know where to send them. So thank you.
Yeah.
See, thank I you. Even learned something. I didn't know you could click on that link on the IHLS website. So learn something new every day.
Anything else on the share update?
The only thing I've got to add is we've got some staff going to some conferences upcoming. And then the biggest one I would say is to mention Reaching Forward South. That's going to be April 19th. We're going to have a lot of, so there's going to be some Share staff presenting during some of the sessions. We also have a CMC presentation. So if you are going, make sure to stop by those and then stop by the booth that we'll be having there as well. Thanks.
Yes. And I will, myself and Danielle Beasley, we are going to be presenting on Aspen. So come to our session. It's going to be a great one.
And that's a good point, Jace, because spring conference season is going to be really busy for IHLS, our team as a whole, because IUG and PLA are kind of back to back. So we're kind of sending some to one and some to another. But just a heads up that we will have our teams out, and we're actually going to IdeaCon Next week, next Monday, Dino and Leah Gregory, our school's liaison membership coordinator, will be attending at IdeaCon to promote Share. They're going to be right next to the aisle booth. And this year, they're having IdeaCon is having a little free library. So we're going to try to gather some materials and really a great placement to put us right there. So we're really excited about that. Okay.
We ready to go on to the new business?
Yep, I think we're all set.
All right. You're up, Cassandra, new committee member.
Okay, well, I am so pleased to introduce Joel Pecora from Scuta Public Library. Sandy has reviewed the applicants for the latest opening, and so Joel was still interested, and we just are so glad to have him. So if someone would like to make a motion to seat Joel on this committee, it would be greatly appreciated.
I'm to seat Joel on the committee. Speech, Esther.
All right, I'll second it then.
It's been moved and seconded to accept Joel onto the committee. Any discussion?
Okay.
All in favor? Cassandra will do a roll call vote, sorry.
Roll call. Yep. Okay. Janet Claire.
Yes.
Mary Cordes.
Oops.
Mary, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I probably wasn't unmuted. Yes.
Thank you. Esther Curry.
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs.
Yes.
Susan McKinney.
Yes.
Jennifer Slack.
Yes.
Paula Treder.
Yes.
And Diane Yeoman.
Welcome, Joel. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passed. Joel, would you like to just say a few words, introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Joel. I've been the Mascoutah Library Director for a couple of years. I actually started under Paula Epithalto a whopping 12 years ago now, I believe. I'm been in Share kicking around for a while, and it's nice to be sitting in one of the big seats and being able to be a part of organizations like this. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, thanks for joining us. Right, any other new business? I think we have new and old reversed, don't we? Shouldn't old go before new on the agendas?
I always put new first because if we need to seat a new committee member, it that way
Oh,
we'll do that first.
okay.
Yep.
No other new business? Then we'll go on to old business, standing committee procedures. Cassandra.
Okay. Okay, so at our last meeting, we did talk about having more of a formalized process on how new committee members are selected. And so with that, I drafted a procedure that went to the Finance and Policy Committee, and they had some helpful suggestions, including actually having a statement of interest. And that way, not only can we review how the person fits in for representation standpoint, but also how why they're interested in joining a specific committee. And so we actually followed that procedure this last round of when we put it in the newsletter. And so we have already got several responses. I think it's really helpful to see why people are interested. We had somebody said we had an opening for our bibliographic standards committee, and oh, I love cataloging. It's my favorite part of my job. So, it's good to see why people want to participate. And so, I think that was an excellent suggestion to have that statement of interest that we talked about last time, as well as just to make sure that it's representative of the membership as a whole. And so we're just reviewing it, sending it to all of our committees to review, and then the Share Executive Council will formalize it once everybody's had a chance to take a look. Did anybody have any questions or concerns about that?
Okay. Next on the agenda, Aspen configuration search results.
So, search results. So that is one that is a would be a, I believe, a system-wide change for it's independent of library type, if that makes sense. So with the search results, for example, I think for schools, we are having them appear in the tab for that specific school first. For public libraries, it's backwards. It's actually going to the share database first. And so we've had some requests to actually have that switched so publics are also showing their own collection first rather than the full share database. And so just wanted to run that by the committee and make sure everybody was okay with that, and then we could make that change. So does anybody have any discussion or disagree with making that change?
I like the idea of our stuff coming up first. I'll admit, as a small library.
Yeah.
I do as well. It's especially nice when people are using it as the card catalog in the library, that it shows things and, oh, I can go get that right now. I can see it being backwards if you're accessing it from the normal website, but I don't know if it would be possible to have that flip-flop depending. So I think having it your own library first would be nice. And also, if your library has it, you can get a hold on it earlier anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a great change. That's one thing with Dynex way back. That was how the pack was set up, and patrons really liked that. It was very helpful. So
it's really good. When I just was helping a couple of young people the other day, and being able to say, well, it's right there and it's actually on the shelf, let's go find it, you know, was awesome.
Yeah. Has everybody, if anybody wants to stick around after the meeting, I don't know if everybody's had a chance to see what some of the grade school catalogs are looking like. But that was one thing that we've been talking to the representative with Bywater Solutions about, having an opportunity for public libraries to have a children's catalog. And so it'll be kind of like we did dark mode. It'll be just share branded, and it'll only be for print resources, not necessarily for the e-resources. But then that way there would be an option so we could add that. So if it's in a children's room on an online catalog, the OPAC, that the kiddos can learn how to search with that. So if anybody wants to see it, I'll be happy to pull up one of the grade schools to get an idea of what that might look like if you want to stick around after the meeting.
Hey, I want to mention under Aspen Configuration, I was trying to watch some of their videos to like set up a header, a banner at the top, because it just looks really empty across the top. And I don't do Canva. I haven't done Canva. And it just seems like there should be an easier way to put some text up at the top besides our library name. And watching their videos it's not helpful. So I actually sent a message to Aspen through their help asking for some assistance.
Yeah, and Susan, all you really need, you don't have to necessarily use Canva. All we really need is an image that we can put as a banner across the top. So if you have an image you'd like to send us, we'll be happy to. And after the meeting, I can send you exactly how many pixels it needs to be. So okay. As long as you can create that image, we can get that added.
I should be able to in Publisher and then print it as is it PNG or JPEG better?
Probably PNG.
Okay.
But I'll send you all the instructions on how to do that.
I appreciate that, because I can play with stuff. I didn't want to have to get yet another piece of software, and I have software that will do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what type of software you use to create the image. We just need to upload the image.
I didn't realize I was creating an image. When it talks about banners, I was thinking, you know, like a file of some of a specific. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, since this is an official change, I would accept a motion to have the catalog, Aspen catalog, direct to the library's resources first.
I'll take the first one. I so move.
Yay, Joel.
Yay, thanks, Joel.
And I will second.
Thanks, Esther. Okay, we'll go ahead and do another roll call.
Well, first, it's been moved and seconded to accept this configuration for Aspen. Is there any further discussion? Sorry, I'm a Robert's Rules. I have to. All right, now you can do the roll call vote, Cassandra.
Okay, Janet Claire.
Yes.
Mary Cordes.
Yes.
Esther Curry.
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs.
Yes.
Susan McKinney.
Yes.
Jennifer Slack?
Yes.
Paula Treader?
Yes.
Diane Yeoman?
Yes.
Okay.
And you forgot
Joel. Oh, Joel. So sorry, Joel Pecora.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Is there any other, moving on, is there any other old business? Okay, hearing none. Is there any public comment today? This, I'm not necessarily public, but I do want to mention the Aspen thing. We were in the first cohort, so December 18th when we went live. I've had absolutely two people notice the difference. Nobody has noticed the difference, which I actually think is kind of a good thing because that means they're able to use it without worrying about it. So I don't know if anyone else has experienced a lot, but it's like, they're like, you changed the colors, I think it was the comments. So anyway, any announcements?
I think we Janet, have one.
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Janet, Claire, I know you're getting close to retirement. What's the big day?
So April the 19th is my final day here at the library.
So we got one more meeting with you then.
Well,
April meeting.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay.
I think, Janet, when we talked before, now you're more than welcome to continue as long as, you know, through your retirement date. But you had said maybe February would be your last meeting. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's so.
I do want to say, Janet, it has been a pleasure working with you all these years.
Thank you.
And happy retirement. Enjoy it.
That's the big plan, right?
Yeah. I hope you have lots of fun adventures ready to go. Yeah.
Yes, I'm scheduling them as we speak. So, yeah.
Good. So that with that announcement, of course, that means that we do have another open position on this committee. And I had already advertised it knowing that we were going to have this opening. And so, but it was just sent out last week. So I want to give it a little bit more time, but I will be reaching out to Sandy to let her know of those that are interested either from the previous time. I still have that information for those that were interested, as well as some volunteers that have submitted some interest recently. Just as an FYI, again, I think I had mentioned we have Bib Standards also is looking for another volunteer. The Share Executive Council is looking for a large library representative, and Finance and Policy is also looking for someone. So if anybody's interested, we do have an interest form now that you can fill out. And if anybody has any questions or wants more information, if you know somebody you think would be good on any of those committees, please feel free to have them reach out to me for more information. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jace. Jace posted the link in the chat too.
Absolutely.
Is there any other announcements? Our next meeting will be Thursday, April 11th, 2024 at 10 a.m. I will state right now that I will be out of state, so I do not get to count for quorum, if I understand that correctly, Cassandra.
Yep.
So we will definitely need quorum, but I plan on being on the meeting. I don't have anything that morning, but I will be out of state. So if there's no further comments, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Oh, and you know what, Susan, we don't need to do that. You can just say the magic words. There'll be no further business.
All right. Being no further business, I adjourn the meeting at 10:31 a.m. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you so much. See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.